right. Good morning. As you said, Hilchos Rechilus in the Sefer Chofetz Chaim, Klal Dalet. Interesting. Hilchos Rechilus, you know, again, Rechilus is when you're saying gossip. So what if you're not... gossip usually is like, you know, heard some good hack, you know? So I said over something new about Reuven that you don't know. What if you already knew? It's not Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara is I said something... nasty about somebody. He's an idiot, he's fat, he's skinny, he's smart, he's dumb, whatever it is. That's Lashon Hara. Rechila is not necessarily a denigrating piece of information, but it's a piece of information that I'm sharing and I'm gossiping and I'm going around, and it could cause enmity. But what if you already know it? So I didn't say anything bad about the person, and you already know it, right? So is a mutter. Says the Chofetz Chaim, no. Is rechilus afilu im ein magala lo davar chadash. Even if I have not revealed to you anything new, you're up on the hack, right? I say, you want to hear the latest? I know the latest. No, I'm telling you, right? Now, shegam yada kikain v'chein diber plani yadosav. Even if you already know that Reuven said such and such about you, Reuven said about you that you were here, you went to this yeshiva, you did this, you did that. Not necessarily anything negative. And you already know he said it. Oh, also in your ploni shuhu galo, or that Reuven did something, and it's you're going to have has an effect on you. The only thing is, you heard the news, but you didn't really take it into consideration. You know, you didn't cop exactly what happened. Like you heard that Reuven said that you went to camp whatever for the summer. Everyone told, you know, it's like, oh, Reuven's telling everybody that you went to camp so-and-so. All right. Then I tell you a second time, all of a sudden you misbinein, he's telling everybody I went to that camp. Uh-oh, the person who I told, if he hears I went to that camp and he tells such and such, I'm going to, that Rosh Yeshiva doesn't like that camp, I'm not going to get into that base medrash, or this and that. All of a sudden now, by you telling me a second time, all of a sudden, bing, bing, a light goes on, I start to have, you know, understanding now. The gossiper wakes me up to the fact that the fact that Reuven said this about me is now going to cause me some injury. It's like this. Reuven was in a court case and he came out guilty, right? Shmuel sees him and says, hey Reuven, what's going on with the case? The Heshiv Reuven said, I was found guilty, you know, I have to pay $100,000. He said, oh, that's wrong. And all of a sudden, hey, you're right. Those that young ever. Until now, he was, all right, listen, I got away with $100,000. They could have given me $1 million. They could have put me in prison. $100,000, I'm okay. And then you start saying, you know, you were innocent. You shouldn't have. I started like making, you know, since by your speech it has brought about this rechilus. Isn't that fascinating then? It's brilliant. It's interesting. We would think rechilus is what? He didn't say anything negative, so it's not Lashon Hara. He didn't say anything new, so maybe it's not gossip. Maybe gossip was only like, ooh, I heard the new hack. No. He already knew the thing that happened about him. He really knew the thing that someone said about him. But now, by you saying it, all of a sudden now, it could be that you're causing the sinner. You're causing the go-between. And once I think about it, it's like, Taka, sounds very shayach, no? I've had that experience where I knew someone. All of a sudden someone said, don't you have what... Oh my gosh, you know? Let's say Reuven said something derogatory about Shimon in front of two people. Now one of these guys goes over to Shimon and says, by the way, Reuven said so and such about you. Right? Again, so what happened? Let's say I said in front of Avram and Herschel something about Yaakov, right? And Avram goes and tells Yaakov about it. So now Herschel figures, alright, so I'll tell Yaakov. So you know what, let me go tell Yaakov what Kinarik said. It's not Rechilus. Avram already told him. You know? So, Osir. Also, if he gives it a little more, you know, he spices it up, you know? He gives it a little more something to go. It's called the Reuchel. And it's not only if he understood from the first guy, but he says, is it really true that what happened? You hit a difference between Lashnar and Rechilus now really stark. The Iker and Rechilus is it's going to cause by gossiping to you about something else that someone said or someone did, that's going to cause that sinna. That's what we start out with, that it really causes a sinna. She's Kabbalah Tzla Yoyser. Now the fact that you're saying it, so now you're going to hear it more. Not just one person told me, two people told me, oh, now all of a sudden it becomes stark, right? Maybe now the fact that the second guy said it, now he's going to get in trouble with the first guy. Whatever it is, you can think of all kinds of interesting scenarios over here, how the second person saying Rechilus, even though the first person is Magal Rechilus and the person knows Rechilus, the second person saying it, either because he'll believe it more, or because it'll be more in Mechadosh, that now all of a sudden it's going to hurt me, this can cause sinna, and therefore it's still Rechilus. Very interesting. Shukayach, everybody.